أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. فاصدع بما تؤمر وأعرض عن المشركين. إنا كفيناك المستهزئين. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the revelation of Surah Al-Fatiha and the entire Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then gave Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam three advices. The first advice was not to stretch the eyes towards the comforts and the luxuries that certain classes and types have been given amongst the disbelievers. Do not ever express sorrow and grief over them, and always express humility and humbleness towards believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the concluding ayat of Surah Al-Hijr, commencing with ayah number 94, tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and of course by extension the ummah, فَاسْدَعْ بِمَا تُؤْمَرْ. فَاسْدَعْ, proclaim what you have been commanded. You keep on doing what you were told to do. فَاسْدَعْ بِمَا تُؤْمَرْ. You just proclaim what you have to do. Continue with what you have been instructed to do. وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Ignore the polytheists. The polytheists and the disbelievers, they will keep on trying to persuade you and to discourage you and to demoralize you, to mock at you. You just keep doing what you have to do. They will do what they have to do. You do what you have to do. And as believers, we also should keep this always in mind. This is what we are going to face. Mocking, jeering, and we don't deliberately ask for it, and we don't do things to attract it to ourselves. But if in the name of Islam, that is what is meant for us, we ignore it and we move on. We move on with what we have to do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, turn away, ignore the mushrikeen and anyone else who wishes to persuade you or discourage you from what it is that you wish to achieve and acquire. Inna kafaynaka al-mustahzi'een. Don't be concerned of taking them on. Allah says, we are sufficient for you against the mustahzi'een, those who mock and those who jeer, the mockers and those who wish to poke fun at you. We are sufficient for you against them. We will handle them. You don't be concerned about taking them on and challenging them. And that's why it's also very important for us to understand that we are not required to respond to every criticism that they make. And we are not required to respond to every objection that they make. Okay, especially if it is steered and driven by skepticism and a sense to mock and jeer at the believers. Now, prior to the revelation of this ayah, فَاسْدَعْ بِمَا تُؤْمَرْ, ayah number 94 of Surah Al-Hijr, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the believers, they prayed secretly. Their salah was secretly, there was no salah in jama'ah, the da'wah was conducted secretly, the recitation of the Quran, everything was done secretly until the revelation of this verse. Once this verse was revealed, Allah tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, proclaim whatever you have been commanded, salah, recitation of the Quran, da'wah and inviting people to Islam, do it openly after the revelation of this verse. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba openly worshipped Allah azza wa jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains who are al-mustahzi'een, who are those who mock and who jeer. Allah says Allah is sufficient for us against them. الَّذِينَ يَجْعَلُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرٍ. They are those who have taken another deity and other gods with Allah. So they do believe in Allah. They do believe that Allah exists. They do believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the supreme being. But they have ascribed partners unto Allah. So they have idols or they have other gods, and they believe that these gods and these idols are means of them drawing closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. فَسَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah says, soon they will come to know, soon they will realize the mistake that they have made and the error that they have committed. And then Allah consoles the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You can well imagine what emotional and psychological distress Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was experiencing due to all the mocking and constantly ongoing persecution. There was physical persecution that he suffered, emotional, psychological, from his own family. Those closest to him turned against him. The first to turn against him was his own family. So can you imagine psychologically what he had experienced and the level of stress and anxiety that he could have suffered? Allah acknowledges this. The level of distress and anxiety was so intense that Allah states it in the Quran. Allah says, وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمْ O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we know, we are aware, أَنَّكَ يَضِيقُ صَدْرُكَ. The literal translation of يَضِيقُ صَدْرُكَ is that we know your chest becomes tight. When does that happen? A person now and again says he's suffering from chest pain. Many a times it is related to anxiety and to distress. So we know the anxiety, we know the distress that is experienced by your heart. Bima yaqulun, because of what they are saying. They are calling you a madman. Imagine Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prior to claiming prophethood, he was known as Al-Amin. The whole town spoke of his honesty, the whole city spoke of his integrity. Everyone spoke very highly about him. And from that position, lofty position, in the eyes of the people and in the community, he proclaims prophethood, and all of a sudden the worst of things are said about him. The worst of things are said about him. He's a madman, he's a sorcerer, etc., etc., etc. So all these things that they were saying about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did in fact cause him anxiety and distress. But what does Allah tell him to do? Allah does not tell him respond. Allah does not tell him take up arms against them. The Muslims were small in number. If they were to do anything of this nature, it would have been harmful for the believers. What does Allah tell him to do? Allah says, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ. Proclaim the tasbih and the purity of your Allah. Continue with your ibadah. Continue with your ibadah. Remain in ibadah. Enhance your relationship with Allah. Develop a stronger relationship with Allah. We might experience anxiety, we might experience distress in this world, in this life. It is natural. Everyone at some point in their lives will experience this type of level and distress for whatever reason. What is the remedy? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ. Remain in the praises and the glorification and the remembrance of your Rabb. وَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ. And be from those who prostrate. Remain with those who prostrate. From here we understand the importance of salah with jama'ah. Allah did not say, وَكُنْ سَاجِدًا. Allah did not say, وَكُنْ سَاجِدًا. And be a prostrator. Be one who performs salah. Allah says, كُمْ مِنْ السَّاجِدِينَ. كُمْ مِنْ السَّاجِدِينَ means, be one of those who go down in sujood. Sajidin, the plural. All those who are going in sujood, be with them. Be included amongst them. The importance of praying in congregation. And then Allah says, wa'bud. The last ayah of Surah Al-Hijr, Allah says, wa'bud. Remain a slave of your Rabb. Wa'bud Rabbak. Remain a slave of your Rabb. Hatta ya'tiyaka al-yaqeen. Until yaqeen overtakes you. Until death overtakes you. That is the life of a believer. His ibadah is not confined to the month of Ramadan. His ibadah is not confined to any location. His ibadah is not confined to any circumstances. Wa'bud Rabbak. Remain a slave of your Rabb. Right, that's the literal translation. Otherwise, wa'bud means worship your Rabb. Remain in the worship of your Rabb until yaqeen overtakes you. Yaqeen is another name for death, al-maut. What does yaqeen literally mean? Yaqeen literally means conviction. That which is certain. So death is so certain. And the coming of death is so certain that Allah has called it certainty. Allah has given it the name certainty. Allah says, continue remaining in the worship of your Rabb until yaqeen, that which is certain, which is of course death, comes to you and overtakes you. We come to the end of Surah Al-Hijr, and in our next lesson, we move on to Surah An-Nahl, inshaAllah. May Allah grant us the mercy.